So it's a beautiful autumn morning. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, the air is cool, I can smell the wood smoke from my neighbor's wood stove, and I'm out in the yard hanging our laundry up to dry, and I realize I'm really enjoying this moment. It's just pleasant, and it's easy. And I realize we hardly actually think about our laundry that much anymore. We just get it done. And I have to laugh because I know it wasn't always that way. A few years ago, we were always doing laundry and yet always seemed to have more laundry to do. We didn't have a system that worked for us. It was piling up one place or the other. And it just seemed drudgery. It seemed a burden. It was on our minds much more than laundry really should be. And what had happened was, our conditions had changed, and we had to invent a new production routine with new rules for our laundry. You see, we had lived in Brooklyn, where there were just two of us adults in our household, and every Saturday morning, we'd take our laundry bag of the week's clothing and other things to the laundromat a block and a half away, drop it off, get a ticket, go enjoy ourselves, come back later in the day, pay the man in the laundromat, and get our laundry in our bag, nicely folded and neat and clean. And that was it. We didn't think about it. Well, fast forward a few years, we move out of the city, we have two children, we have a lot more laundry, we don't have a laundromat, and we certainly couldn't afford that with the amount of laundry we have. We need a new routine. We can't just follow the old one. It would be wasteful, it would be expensive, and it really wouldn't work for us. Well, it took some time, but eventually we created a system that internalized a lot of the rules that responded to the conditions we now faced. We do our laundry in the morning, so it has time to dry on a line in the afternoon all day long. In good weather, we can dry it outside. In bad weather, we have lines in the basement where it can dry. And there's all kinds of other things, but the fact is, we don't really think about it anymore. It just happens. Well, this is the same kind of transition that lots of organizations are going through, analogously, in the shift from print to digital production, to the 24/7 web environment. There's a lot of different rules, and your production routine has to change. And at first, it's going to seem like drudgery, and it's going to seem like you're never really dealing adequately with it. The laundry will pile up. Oh, I have to create this video. I have to update the blog. I have to put up Facebook posts. I have to read the comments. I have to respond. It's just, you know, I don't have all the resources lined up to do that. Who's going to manage the Facebook page? It's a big change. And our old processes of producing, say, an annual report, a quarterly newsletter, you know, bi-monthly reports, a set of brochures about our products, what have you. That worked for then, but it's not going to work now. The production routine that creates those things without thinking almost, so that you can really focus on the things that matter, is not what you need for the digital world. And so that's one of the things I spend my time thinking about. How do I reinvent the production routine so that the rules for the digital environment become internalized, and I can start moving forward with my business. So that's where I want to get to, right? I want to get to the point where I don't really have to think about the ins and outs of production of material for our web world. It just kind of happens. And it happens in an orderly sequence that I don't spend a lot of time thinking about those details. I've internalized them, just like we've done with our laundry as we went through a big change in our lives. And so now, this is what I want. I want to be out in the yard in the morning, smelling the smoke, enjoying the sun. And that's what I want for how I produce my MarCom materials as well, is I want it to be a pleasure, and I want it to be something that I enjoy. And that's what I've been thinking about on this cool, beautiful morning. I'm John McCrory.